Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 72. Does have that summer feel, doesn't it? I hope wherever you're listening that you're enjoying a bit of heat. We're getting a few heavy showers here on the east coast of Ireland, but it's certainly humid there, and when the sun comes out, it's just amazing. Now, podcast@sightandsound.co.uk is the email address if you'd like to get in touch with us. We always love to hear from you. And coming up on today's show, we're continuing our Sight Village countdown with a long overdue catch-up with Jenny Axler from HIMSS. Stay right where you are. As I said, we're continuing our countdown to Sight Village Central. I think there's about 4 weeks to go at time of recording. I'm looking forward to heading to Birmingham along with lots of my colleagues from Sight and Sound Technology. And we're really, really looking forward to just catching up with users and finding out how people are getting on with all the technology that we sell, support, train on, and are passionate about. And none more so than the HIMSS product line. I remember coming into this company and just being so amazed at how responsive HIMSS are to everything that we request and to their users, and how committed they are to their users. And the person who really drives so much of that for us and one of our key contacts in HIMSS is the wonderful Jenny Axler, who is really long overdue, I think, a space on the show. So I'm very, very happy that Jenny's back with us. Jenny, great to have you, and welcome back to the show.
Thanks. It's always great to be here, and it's an extremely exciting summer for us. So I'm really excited to be here this time.
You're going to be very busy, aren't you? You're heading to the States, I know, in a couple of days. There's big exhibitions in the States with ACB and NFB. We have Sight Village, and I think there's other things that you're involved in. Listen, just before we talk about BrailleSense 6, and maybe you'll, because there are some great promotions coming up in, as part of Sight Village with the HIMSS product line, just tell us the last year, because you've brought a new product to market. I sense it's been a bit manic for you.
It's been really fun. This is actually the time when I love my job the most, when our products almost sell themselves because they're that fantastic. And I do think the Sense Player is fantastic. I do know that people who bought it right out of the box, you know, that they found issues with it. But the thing that I'm seeing and why I'm so pumped about it, and even Stuart, you know, he works with our beta too as well, is that we're seeing a lot of this feedback that we received being addressed right now in the current upgrade in beta. We have a really great beta team that's giving us a lot of feedback and is echoing a lot of what we heard from the general market. And so we're actually seeing so much of it. In addition to, of course, adding the mobile screen reader, so now you're going to be able to use apps like Audible, and of course in the US, which doesn't matter to your users, Bard Mobile, but also like Siro and, oh, I don't know, Stuart, what do you use on
the
Sense
Well,
Player?
Well, I've been using Audible. I've been using the Amazon App Store, which I didn't really know existed, but I was able to install my Amazon apps from there. So, yeah, it's a really, and if you've been using the BrailleSense 6 or even the Polaris, you get that, you know, that comfortable Android feel. Something very similar to that. So yeah, we're looking forward to seeing how that product matures over the next couple of months, and really looking forward to showing that to people in Sight Village. And sorry you can't be with us in Sight Village, Jenny, but maybe
know,
next year.
I wish I could. I will be, I'll be just arriving back from the States after a 2 week trip. It won't be possible. But I will say, I do want to say about the mobile screen reader though, it is a little bit different feeling on the Sense Player because you have the different layout. It is going to be, if you're using the Polaris, this is going to be a lot faster, of course. It is very responsive. I was really surprised about that. But it is rather responsive. But you also have like that top and bottom navigation, that page up and down navigation. You've got, you know, it is a newer version of Android, so things are a little bit better. There's something about it because, you know, a screen reader is a little... It's used to using the touchscreen, the up and down, the left and right, you know, the layout and being able to use the arrow keys. There's something about it that's almost more intuitive. And especially, you know, with media, we do have the global media controls, the Android media controls for things like Audible and Siri and Apple Music and all those things. So there is a different feel, I feel like, you know, so even if it's going to be familiar to those who use the Braille Sense, but the Sense Player is going to seem more like a media device because that's what it's meant to. And even with third-party apps, I think it still feels like that.
All right. Just before we go off the Sense Player, and we will then talk all about Braille Sense 6, I thought it might be worth, Jenny, for anyone who maybe doesn't understand, Smart Connect, which I think is probably the most exciting feature on this device, in my view, still is. It's just it's kind of... I don't know who thought of it. Maybe it was yourself. Do you want to just tell us what it is?
So Smart Connect allows you to use your Sense Player as a tactile keyboard for an Android or iOS device. So that can be an iPad or an iPhone or an Android tablet or in, you know, a Galaxy phone, whatever it might be, Pixel 6. I really end up liking this. I mean, again, I love being able to go to the top, the top and bottom and stuff, like being able to, even on the lock screen, being able to jump down to that unlock button. There's something that's just so much more efficient about doing this. And it even works with your Braille Sense, and you might go, but why? But, you know, somebody talked about being in a hotel room and his Braille Sense charging and being able to still operate it from across the room, you know, with a little remote control. You know, I do the same thing with my iPhone and media. I have a Lightning dock that connects to my stereo speakers. And I will now use my Sense Player from across the room to control, you know, Apple Music or whatever. And again, it's got the global media controls. So I can just, you know, next track and use Apple Music. Granted, you'll be able to do that directly on the player and use Bluetooth as well. And some people are like, well, why do you need both? I think it just depends on your use case. I think some people will probably prefer to use the apps themselves, but some people may prefer to use their apps on their phone if they feel like it works better and faster. And when we came up with this, we were not planning to put a mobile screen reader in it. That's one reason why we came up with it. But I do like it. I think it is. It's a more efficient way a lot of times to operate your phone to get you there faster while still having that mobile feel to it in a way that maybe a Braille display doesn't, because it is a handheld. It feels still sort of phone-ish, you know, in your hand and the way that it operates.
I was feeling very retro when I was playing with this first, using WhatsApp, Jenny, with the T9 on the Sense Player, like it was an old Nokia phone. There's something kind of nice and old-fashioned about that, isn't there?
There is a little bit. I mean, it is a little bit old school, but I'm sort of one of those people that enjoys that sometimes. And I use my touchscreens all the time. I realize that I have 5 or 6 touchscreen devices that I use relatively often. So it's not that I can't. I think a lot of people have this idea that if you use these specialized devices, that it means that you are somehow less technical. And I just don't buy that. Not at all. There are some times when it's just more efficient. Yeah. And I actually, for me, that's what it is. Whether we're talking about the Braille Sense or the Sense Player, for me, it's about getting things done. I don't have a lot of patience, I won't lie. And this a lot of times just gets me there faster, helps me multitask faster, because you're not having to explore a screen. A lot of times you just know what to do. If you want to pause your media or go to your next track, and so you can generally pause with a 2-finger double tap, but if you want to go to the next track, you have to get into your lock screen and usually locate it. Sometimes you can put your finger on it, but you don't always. This, you always just press a button and boom, there's never any second guessing. It just happens. And I have to admit, I like that. So it isn't. To me, it has nothing to do with being less technical. I'm an absolute believer in having many tools in my toolbox, and I have many tools in my toolbox. And there are some times when I like using a touchscreen, but there are many times when I really like that tactile keyboard.
Okay. I think it's all about whatever works for the individual.
It is.
And I definitely recommend, if people are coming to Site Village, and if you're not coming to Site Village and you want to see the Sense Player, then do by all means give us a shout. Now, Jenny, we did want to talk about the Braille Sense 6, and I suppose the most exciting piece of news, and I think you can officially reveal it for us, an Android update is coming. A big Android update as well.
Yeah, we're jumping from 10 to 12, which, you know, I was just saying to Stuart, is of course not the newest version of Android. But part of it is that, you know, with these devices, it does take a little bit longer to develop them. And so we started developing this 4 years ago. So the platform that we're using, this is where we can go with it. However, I think we are actually the first Android note taker to provide an OS update, let alone going two OS versions up. That's one thing. But the second thing is that even with Android 12, this is going to give us a lot more longevity. So even if you purchase the Braille Sense 6 now, you know you're going to have several years of updates. And remember, too, that with Android, especially the later versions, we can update packages. Even if we can't update the entire OS, there are a lot of packages that we can update, which again is just going to continue this longevity of this device in a way that we couldn't do with Polaris, and I don't think that any other Braille Android device has yet done. So it does. It makes sure that you have more longevity. In addition, I can see improvements in accessibility. Again, the responsiveness, the amount of controls that are accessible. I can use the same apps on an Android 12 update and my Android 10, and I can see differences in how they work better and more smoothly. We've also got a few more apps. We are finally, yes, really going to redo the web browser, and again, much more responsive, much more modern. We've cleaned up the UI a little bit to make it more intuitive, but yet it's still that Braille Sense interface that you know and love and that's easy for you, so it doesn't force you to use Chrome or Edge. But you do have, additional navigation that you didn't have in the old browser, as well as like I said, the ability to, for example, press enter on a video link and have it, open in YouTube, or again, press enter on something and have it open your Zoom meeting. You can do that directly now from our browser instead of having to use Chrome or Edge or something like that. So that, I think, is going to be huge for a lot of people. The browser might be actually even more exciting than the OS upgrade. The OS upgrade, you won't necessarily feel too much other than, you know, again, just some additional smoothness. I think the performance has improved, and other beta testers have commented on that as well, that they feel like that. So I had said that to Ki-hoon right away, and he's like, I don't know. I don't really know. We haven't benchmarked it yet. They might have by now, but I don't know what those results are. But I had other beta testers say the same thing. Oh, I really feel like the performance is better. And I do too. I think it is. Oh, what else is going on? We have, I think we'll be showing this in the US, so I think I can talk about this too. We also have a to-do app, which I think will be a great addition to the organizer menu. We're bringing the games back.
I'm delighted to see the games back. Yeah, the brain games and all those are coming back. I love them.
Yes, especially the math games for education. I know a lot of schools liked those, and we had requests to bring those back. We probably should add to it, but so far we are just bringing the old, way back from the U2, I guess. They've been. So those are coming back too with this upgrade.
Delighted to see them coming back. I wanted to just maybe mention two things that happened during the year, which I was really impressed at the responsiveness from your end, and maybe just ask you to maybe talk about them briefly. And that was the changes from the side of Google and Microsoft around their how they access email. So the email apps on Braille Sense 6 were, I suppose, had challenges getting into Google email, I think around this time last year, and then Microsoft Office 365 a little bit later on in the year. And you had to respond to that pretty fast. What's that like when you have, I suppose, a lot of users who rely on this every day, getting very maybe concerned and anxious? And you guys did it.
We did. I will say that Microsoft didn't happen quite as quickly as we would have liked. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of rewriting of code to sometimes do that. And sometimes Microsoft was a little bit harder to figure out than Google. Google was a little bit straightforward for what we needed to do with it. And that we were able to get that in under the deadline. Microsoft, we did end up having to wait for, and I can only sincerely apologize for, because I know that in schools that caused some issues. It should be usable now. I really hope that no one's still having issues with that. But it can be difficult at times. You know, we have a very small development team that's working on multiple products, and they have a schedule, and all of a sudden something like this comes in, and it's actually a major project. So that is the difficulty. It's not like, oh, okay, we can just put these different protocols in, and you know, it actually might take a month or two to even work on it. And that's just for one developer. And we've only got like four. So unfortunately, that can sometimes throw a wrench in things, and we don't always get things done as quickly as we wish we could. But please know, it's not because we're ignoring the problem or that we don't recognize the severity of the problem. We really try to do what we can. And that's something that I really, for those people who have Sense players or who have been listening to podcasts and things where it's been discussed, I think you're going to really see that with the Sense player update. You're going to see a lot of feedback based on things that you have heard. You'll see that, we do respond to it, and we do try our best. We don't always succeed the way that we would like to do it, but we intend to do everything we can, and we always try to.
Okay. And of course, if people have feedback, you can get in touch with us at Sight and Sound, or you can contact HIMS as well, if you wish. And we're always happy to receive that feedback. Jenny, it's always great to chat to you. I know you have a busy couple of weeks ahead. Will you get to catch up with family when you're back in the States?
I do. I go see my family first, and then I'm off to Chicago for the ACB conference, where I'll get to present all of this to America, as well as see what else is going on in the industry and the world. So I'm really excited.
It is always interesting, isn't it, to catch up with other people in the industry and, as you say, find out what they're doing. And you know, I think there is a bit of a time when all these people catch up from all sides of the assistive technology industry. Whatever you might be working on, a competing product, you normally get to have a catch up with some people as well.
You do. And you know, at the end of the day, I'm a user.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think not only does that make it exciting for me in terms of seeing what's going on in the world, but it also, you know, I guess I say that to your users as well, that so many of us here are actually users of the products. So again, you know, we really do try to do what we can to make these usable for you, because it also means they're usable for us.
Brilliant. Jenny, safe travels. It's always great to have you on the show. Come back and see us soon. And thank you for all that you and your colleagues in Selvus continue to do to make the Braille Sense 6 and now the Sense Player the great products that they are. And thanks for all the work over the last many years. Long may it continue. And we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you as well, and have a great show.
Many thanks to Jenny Axler. I always enjoy catching up with Jenny. And in one sense, you know, we could have talked for ages, to be honest with you, because we had so much to catch up on. But a new version of Android on the Braille Sense 6, updates to the Sense Player, and a new web browser. I know there's loads of people who'll be listening to that going, oh my goodness, the new web browser on the Braille Sense 6 is definitely something that people are going to be excited about. Now, quick reminder, of course, if you are coming to Sight Village, 17th and 18th of July, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 17th and 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the 18th. We can't wait to see everybody there. And more podcasts to come, though, before Sight Village, because we'll be continuing our Sight Village countdown. Envision, the great guys from Envision, are going to be talking to me very, very soon. Can't wait to catch up with Vanessa from Envision to talk all about their cool tech. Until then, though, from Stuart Lawler, look after yourselves, take care, enjoy the fine weather, and see you soon. From everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, this is Stuart Lawler saying goodbye.